We'll start with questions in the room and move to those on Zoom. Neil Davidson.
Coach, what happened in the second half, and what was your view of the penalty?
Yeah, I think, massive disappointment for sure. They made an adjustment with Lowe coming in the midfield. They were a little bit more aggressive. We were too casual, a little bit too casual playing out. We got balls, lost easy balls. And, they took some momentum. We were able to score. And then we weren't able to get ourselves and climb out of that. I think I didn't see the penalty. I didn't see it. I thought there was a foul on Kone on the first one. On the second one. But, disappointed. Disappointed because the first half was very good. And, we didn't put it away. We could have in the first half, and we allowed them to climb back into the game.
Hi, Coach. Thank you for your time. Do you feel that you deserve better maybe tonight than the results you got?
Well, look, the first half was a good half. We were in the dressing room, and I thought in different moments we looked really good. We created opportunities. They didn't really have much in the first half. So when you look at that part of the game and you say, okay, we were in control. We got the goal that put us ahead. And then the second half, you can't make mistakes. We made mistakes. We gave them the ball. We gave them the first goal. And all of a sudden, momentum starts to turn, right? And then they start to grow. And at the end of the day, we put ourselves in trouble. We came back into the game. We made changes. And then we gave up a penalty. And there's the game. So it's disappointing. Disappointing. They're disappointed in that room, that's for sure. So that's where we're at right now.
Morrow, straight ahead. You were sitting here with Steph yesterday when you talked about the lack of momentum and nothing in September and just the one match in October. Just how much do you think by the end of tonight was a byproduct of all of that and the lack of preparation?
Yeah, I think, look, when you don't play in a window and, one game in the October window, for sure, you need to play games. You need to continue to grow and gain cohesion, play at home, play, we tied Guadeloupe the last time here, 2-2. So, it's not, this is a year that it's, taking a little bit of time to get going. And, you come off a World Cup and there's a little bit of a down, and then you don't have games to help that situation. But that's, at the end of the day, you still got to come out of this game on top. I think, there's those details, but for us, there's no excuse for some of the performances in the second half.
So how much of a missed opportunity was tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. We won over there. We did the hard part. We won over there and come back here, play a great first half. It should have been 2 or 3. I mean, Blake made some really good saves to keep them in the game. And then... we shot ourselves in the foot. We gave them the first goal. They gained momentum, and in those moments, we weren't able to be strong enough to hold them off. And we came back. We got the second goal, but unfortunately, they were able to get a penalty.
Matthew, more over here. Things aren't going to change in the sense of more access to time and guys being able to spend time with each other before that March playoff. You'll likely face either Trinidad, Costa Rica, or maybe even Mexico. How much responsibility do you hope that those guys in the room have in trying to see where this team is right now psychologically? Because Milan, in his interview after the game, was disappointed, apologized to the nation. And when you point from the qualification in March of 2022 to now, there have been a series of disappointments.
Yeah, look, I think the team's going through a transition. It was a coaching change. There's been some situations, and for sure, we got to get out of it. We got to continue to build. And I know in March, obviously, it'll be an important window for them. It's another opportunity for them to qualify for the Copa America. But yeah, everybody's disappointed. I think, you got to look at yourself and, from everybody, from the staff, from the players, and what could we have done better? How could we have now... finished off this game knowing the situation we're in. We know we have two, three days of preparation, right? But at the end of the day, you know, we're all pros. We all have jobs. You gotta come up in those moments to be able to close games off. And for me, we weren't able to manage those moments in the right way. You know, the minute we took a goal, it was like you saw a little bit of uncertainty, you know, in the players. And that needs to change. That mindset needs to be stronger going forward. And you know, it's going to take some time to get out of it.
How much do you hope that you're still in that chair come March?
Well, look, you know, obviously I'm disappointed. I know there's a process. I think I did everything I can. You know, for sure I'd have to look at things and look at myself and see what I could have done better. You know, I know I'm the coach, and you know, when you lose the game, it's the coach. But at the end of the day, you know, I know there's a process, and right now we'll see how that unfolds.
John,
Mauro, as you alluded to, Copa is still a possibility, but CONCACAF Nations League is off the table. How big of a blow is that for the program that you're not going to be competing in that continental competition against the best teams in the region?
It's a blow. It's a blow. We talk about getting to the next level. We talk about the standards and can we get it, but you know, you got to get to these tournaments. You got to get to the finals. You got to, that's maintaining the standard and exceeding standards. So you come at home, you play against Jamaica. Yeah, they're a good team. They're good players. There's guys League One. There's guys in the Prem. They're a good player. This was a good team. You saw their forwards when they were on. They could cause us problems. And so for us, we got to get out of it. We got to continue to work. I think, you know, there's going to be work done remotely for sure, analyzing, rebuilding, and getting these guys' mindset right first, and then getting them prepared for March.
We'll go to one Zoom question. Alexandre?
Hello, hey Mauro. I just kind of wanted to ask about, I think it was around 55, 60, there's some movement on the bench. We didn't actually see anyone come on until 74, so I just kind of want to know that process that happened there, and if you felt that you could have maybe got the guys a bit earlier than the subs.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you got to play that game, right? They were able to score. We wanted to stabilize the midfield, and then they scored right away. So we were down right away. So we had to readjust and not take out offensive players because we needed to score, right? We were 2-1. So we had to readjust on the fly there based on the quick back-to-back goals. But for us, I think, you know, we wanted to manage the three in the middle. We were in the 4-2-3-1 with Johnny as the 10. And then we wanted to make a change to add a little bit more support in the middle. So, when they scored, we had to readjust and try to go for it.
Thomas?
Before the penalty, you know, a couple goals there, and it seemed like you guys were kind of caught with a few too many numbers at the back. I'm just wondering what you saw from those first two goals that Jamaica scored.
Yeah, I think the first one we gave it away. It was a giveaway. You know, I think we got to sense the moment. You know, this is what we talked about. You're feeling that pressure. You know, you got to know how to manage those moments, when to build out, when to get the ball up, when to move the team. And that comes back to managing the game. And even the second one was a transition. We have the ball, and there's a foul. I didn't see it, but it looked like a foul for me. And then they're breaking on us, and next thing you know, it's 2-1. So, yeah, I think, again, managing the game is a big aspect of that second half.
Yep.
Mauro, is there an opportunity to play before the March play-in game then?
The only opportunity is in January, but as you know, it's not a FIFA window. So, you know, more than half the players are in Europe. So it becomes difficult to, if you want to build cohesion. I mean, you could have a game and bring a team together, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of the, you know, depth players potentially that you're building and working with. So that is the opportunity potentially in January.
Looking at the Kone sub in particular, in that triple sub, what did you see him sort of struggling with in midfield, and why did you sort of choose to send that sub on?
Yeah, I think, I thought he had a good game, but, you know, we wanted to bring some freshness. These guys played back-to-back, you know, in that heat. So, you know, we had a subs plan going into this game, and obviously the state of the game changed a lot of things, but for sure, you know, we had tied it up 2-2, and we needed to stabilize at that point. And we wanted to bring some freshness in the midfield with Osorio and Kay and Hoyt.
Oui, bonjour, Moreau. Question en français.
Oui.
L'état d'esprit des gars de l'équipe dans la chambre, comment est-ce que...
Tous les gars, ils sont très déçus. Après, tu joues une première demi comme ça, tu gagnes à Jamaïque, et puis tu laisses le match échapper comme ça. C'est inacceptable. C'est sûr qu'il y a beaucoup de joueurs qui étaient déçus. Tout le monde sait qu'il faut faire mieux, il faut mieux gérer le match. À la fin, on avait l'avance. Et puis, on a retourné dans le match. Et puis, encore une fois, on se fait prendre. Alors, pour nous, il faut tirer les leçons de tout ça. Parce qu'on a une autre chance pour rentrer à la Copa América le mois de mars. Et c'est ça, il faut grandir de ces moments-là.
Yeah, Mara, I'm just wondering if you were given any clarification on the penalty call, like what the decision was and what kind of review process, if any, it had gone through.
I didn't even see it. I asked the ref at the end of the game. He said it was a handball. It seemed to be a long process, so it probably tells me that his arm probably wasn't as far away from his body, and then there was a decision, right? So it's, I don't know, I didn't see it yet, but... at the end of the day, yeah, that it hurt us, you know, with all the momentum we had scored, and then you give up the PK. So unfortunate. I didn't see it yet to get any more clarity on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a mix zone.
Yeah. So next will be the mix zone. Thank you.